We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining me right now, one of the great play-by-play voices in the world. You know, you hear him call Nets games. Before you know it, you have that Nets-Knicks home opener, which I am dreading. I think that's a horrible decision, which I'll get into later. You hear him with football on CBS, college basketball, tennis. The guy does it all. The great Ian Eagle. Ian, thank you so much for allowing us some of your time on this Thursday.
Yes. Yes. It's so nice of me to allow you to intrude on my time today. Thank you.
I wasn't sure you'd say yes, and you did. It just shows really? The kind of class. Yeah, because I figured you were thinking, you know what? Evan, I'm not doing the game. ESPN.
I am.
Has
I'm not
it.
Doing the game.
What? Don't bother me. Like, just get away from me. I'm out working. Why do I have to talk to you for 20 minutes? So
I feel like you're reflecting what you would do in my position. It's not what I would do. You're placing yourself in that spot and saying, if someone contacted me via text on a day off,
yeah,
I would tell them to go to hell. I wouldn't. But you would.
Well,
that's what I feel.
You know what's so funny about that? There's this really talented radio host named Mark Zeno. You know Mark Zeno? I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's a good dude. And I've been on his show a few times. And while I was on vacation, I was on the beach. He texted me and said, hey, would you come on and talk Jets Falcons? And I was not mean, but I said, hey, listen, I'd love to, but I'm on the beach with my wife and kid. So I actually did blow him off, but I was very nice about it. And I think,
exactly.
Ian, if you were on the exactly. beach, though, right now, you would have said no, too. Is that fair?
I'm on the beach. What are you talking about?
Really?
I'm on the beach right now. Hold on.
I'll have another pina colada.
Yeah, you're selling it very well. I have to give you credit. You're selling it very well. How much would you charge, all right? Think about this. A good question. How much would you charge, all right, if I invited you over to my house tonight, all right? I got a beautiful, beautiful setup. You'll love it, right? I invite mm-hmm. you over to my house, give you free drinks, whatever you want, you know, orange juice, yep. beer, water, whatever you want, and you give me play-by-play of the Jets game. We mute the ESPN broadcast, and you just give me play-by-play. And out of fairness, I could even live stream. Actually, that probably would be against copyright rules. I'd forget.
I think it might.
Yeah, so just for me, how much would you charge me to do that? Because I'd consider paying it, I got to tell you.
Where do you live?
I live in Westchester.
Oh, no, it's off the table. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So if I gave a certain answer, that would have made it okay.
If you gave a certain answer, there were a couple of spots, if you lived, that we may have been able to work out a deal. Westchester is non-negotiable.
Now, if I wanted to be a real jerk, I would make you more uncomfortable by saying, that's fine, I'll come to you. But I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that.
That would be double.
By the way, what did you think of Anthony Beck? I liked him. I thought he did a pretty
good
job with
you. Yeah, he did a terrific job. Yeah, really prepared, very into it, high energy. I had spent a lot of time around the team, so came in with a lot of nuggets of information, and he just sounded like an NFL broadcaster. It wasn't a big jump for him to step into an NFL booth and do the game, and I think he'll be even better Jets-Giants. He did a really good job.
How would you, and it's tough, I know, because they're not facing the ones, sometimes they're not even facing the twos, but Sam Darnold, it was our first chance to see him in an NFL game, whether it's non-alcoholic beer preseason style or not, but
right.
there were some really impressive moments. Your overall impression on what you saw from Darnold in that first preseason game?
Yeah, what struck me was presence more than anything. When he took the field, it felt like that was an NFL starting quarterback out there. When you started watching him move, his ability on the move, which probably was the biggest takeaway for me, he's rolling to his left and then turns his body, gets in the proper position, and whips a pass downfield. Not something you necessarily see from a rookie, because usually that's NFL coaching. That's developed over time. Aaron Rodgers has developed that, has become maybe the best to ever do it, throwing against the grain. I just felt there was a command there from him. And, yeah, of course, there's an overreaction when it comes to preseason games. And you want to go back and look at the film, exactly who we went up against on the Falcons' defense, second-teamers, third-teamers. I get all that. But sometimes you just have to go with the visual. And the visual to me was this guy is ready to be an NFL starting quarterback. The other things that we can't truly know unless you're in the room or talking to coaches that are in the know, how does he process information? How does he relate to teammates? All of those things. Everything I've heard has been more than glowing. So you have to take the account of those that are around him every day that tell you, no, the guy's been all ball and completely engaged and committed in becoming a big-time NFL quarterback.
When you do a preseason game, does you do the same stuff you do in a regular season game as far as access to the coaching and talking to some of the players before the game? Is that similar or different?
Yeah, it's funny. I've talked to people that do other preseason packages for teams around the NFL, and they've told me that they get no access. They do not get to talk to the coach. They do not get to talk to the players. Fortunately, the Jets allow us to do that. So we did sit down with Todd Bowles, and we sat down with Josh McCown and Teddy Bridgewater and Jermaine Kearse and a couple of defensive players as well. So at least you're getting a taste of what the general feeling is. And look, when you sit down for the first preseason game, it's optimism from any team in the NFL. You feel good about things. You've been going against one another for training camp. You're ready to get out there. There's a general buzz in the air. But I would tell you that just sitting down with these guys this year, I think it's a little more sincere in what's coming out of their mouth, the belief that they could sneak up on some people and they think they've got a little something chemistry-wise in that locker room and more talent than people are giving them credit for.
Yeah, there's aspects of this team that concern me, like how are they going to get to the quarterback? Where is the pass rush coming from?
I mean, I'm talking legitimate.
About, absolutely. And even the offensive line as a whole, and they're banged up a little bit right now. Winter's going to miss the rest of the preseason. I don't know how good Beecham is to begin with, and he's banged up. But unlike last year, and you did this last year, I mean, I looked at the season as this is a waste. They're going to go 0-16 or 1-15, and they proved me wrong. They were better than that. But there is this sense of, they may not win 10 games, but they are finally moving in that right direction where there's hope now.
Yeah, and I think there's a sense that they're going to be more competitive. They had a bunch of games where they were in the fourth quarter and had chances to win, and they didn't know how to finish. They couldn't run the football. They couldn't use clock. I looked at some of the numbers from last year, and it's not pretty. The measurables were not good, but the one thing that really stuck out for me, they had an NFL low 5.28 plays per drive last season. So they had a bunch of big plays, if you remember. Robbie Anderson had some big plays. Jermaine Kearse had some big plays. Bilal Powell had some big plays. But they didn't sustain drives consistently. They believe now with Crowell and Powell, that 1-2 punch, they feel much better about than compared to a year ago with Forte and Powell. Forte was on his last legs, and deep down I think they knew it, and maybe he even knew it. So they think they're going to be able to grind the football a bit more. And the wide receiving corps, so you mentioned the weakness, no doubt, pass rush. I think people feel like the wide receiving group is a weakness. I'm not convinced it is. They, again, might be sneaky in that department with Anderson, with Kearse, if Pryor gets healthy, and if one of these other guys pop, Inunua has to be physically a part of it before you can start making proclamations. And then there are some question marks at that spot beyond it. I don't know if Chad Hansen is going to develop. We don't know if Ardarius Stewart is ever going to be an impact player in the NFL. They've got a few guys that could be the punt return, kick return specialist and may see some spot duty at wide receiver, but they might be better at that position than first thought.
Yeah, no, I think they are. I mean, it's certainly not a top five unit or anything like that, but I wouldn't define it as a weakness. I agree with you on that. What impression did you get from a guy like Teddy Bridgewater? Because I'm rooting for Teddy. I think ideally it doesn't hurt to have a young quarterback sit and have Sam Darnold sit and learn and maybe see what Teddy can do. This is a guy that was in the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago, but it's odd because McCown clearly has a role. He's the teacher. He's the player coach in a way. He's the veteran. Darnold is the future. What is Teddy Bridgewater? Is he just a trade ship?
Yeah, the thing that really struck me with Teddy was his appreciation of just being there and being back on the field more than anything else. Look, it's a really lonely business and a lonely world when you get seriously injured. You're not part of the team. You're doing stuff on your own. You're dealing with the ups and downs of your future and whether or not you're ever going to play again, let alone play at the level that you once played at. So I think Teddy was just trying to handle all that and manage the emotions of that. The fact that he's out there, the fact that he's feeling good after the horrific injury in 2016, the torn ACL, I think everything is now an added bonus. He's competitive. He is really likable. That part, you walk away from a meeting with Teddy Bridgewater, you can understand why teammates cling to him. He's just got that magnetic personality. He's got a big smile, looks you in the eye when he answers your questions, thoughtful in his answers as well. Look, I think Teddy Bridgewater believes he can still be a major factor in the NFL as a starting quarterback, but he and his agent had to come up with a plan to get himself back in the league and get people talking again. And with the Jets quarterback situation, I don't know how it's going to play out. Part of me believes that there's a chance that they would deal him if there's a team out there. And I'm not saying a desperate team, but Tampa Bay, Denver, a team that's looking at their quarterbacks in the room and saying, we have a really good squad. We have to get better at this position. There might be an opportunity to trade him before this season starts, and it might be the best thing for Teddy Bridgewater in his future.
We're talking Iron Eagle. How long have you done Jet preseason games now? It seems like you've done it forever now.
This is my 21st year at CBS, and I think I've done the Jets for 18 of them.
Wow. So you've seen a lot over the last few years, a lot of badness, a lot of hope with a young quarterback. And I guess why I'm gun-shy about Darnold starting right away is that it felt as if Mark Sanchez was handed the job. He had a competition, quote-unquote, with Kellen Clemens. Was it really a competition?
Yeah, but not really. You're right. It wasn't a real competition looking back on it.
It wasn't. And then the Geno Smith thing, the competition ended because Mark Sanchez got hurt in the Snoopy Bowl game. This feels different in that Teddy Bridgewater feels like real competition. Even to a degree, Josh McCown feels like real competition. So if Darnold wins the job, it could be him winning the job as opposed to the two past times when it really wasn't a guy winning the job. It was a guy just basically being given the job.
Yeah, there is clearly a different feeling about this situation than in past years. First of all, the room has talent. And that's not a knock on Kellen Clemens. It's not a knock on Geno Smith. These guys made the NFL, quite an achievement. Both were second-round picks and thought that they had a chance to be 10-year starting quarterbacks in the NFL. As we found out, they just were not. Kellen was a nice backup, a great guy. Geno has ability, but I think we all can agree it's probably never going to happen for him in that role. He's going to probably bounce around the league and try to squeeze out 7, 8, 9 years as a backup quarterback. Josh McCown is one of those guys that is going to be a coach if he wants to be when this thing is done. His football knowledge is through the roof. His affability is through the roof, his leadership skills. And if he has to play this year, I think they feel comfortable that they can win games with Josh McCown. We just went through Teddy Bridgewater. He is a starting quarterback. The question is whether or not he's going to get a chance to do it in the NFL this year. Sam Darnold enters a much better situation than those guys ever did. I think the dynamic in that room is so much better than the one that Mark Sanchez ever experienced. And I think he's going to benefit one way or the other, whether it's him starting day one and he's got Josh McCown to lean on, or if it's McCown starting day one and Darnold gets to sit back and learn. Either way, it's a positive for Sam Darnold. Darnold, to me, is the whole key to this franchise. It's not a large statement. Everybody knows it when you take him third overall. But you can tell just walking around the facility, they understand that they could be set for the next 8 years if this kid lives up to what they think he can be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of hope. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of hope with this. Do you know your schedule yet? Your NFL regular season CBS schedule? Are you aware of it?
I am not completely aware of it. There are possibilities on the board. There's a schedule in place for the first 4 weeks, but No, nothing is official.
I already know you're not doing the Jets Week 1 game because it's on ESPN. I know that.
I am doing it on the radio.
Oh, that, okay. Yeah, I shouldn't leave that out. You are. You're doing the Westwood broadcast. Okay. Week 3, you're doing the same thing, the Westwood broadcast, because that's the Thursday night game against the Browns, correct?
Correct. Yeah, okay. I'll be in Cleveland for United, for whatever reason. I'm just going to toss it out there. They're gouging customers. The numbers are through the roof for flights that day. They are anticipating Jet faithful of getting on that plane and going to Cleveland to watch that game.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
I was
looking at flights yesterday, and I could not believe the numbers.
Bro, I got to tell you. So I think it was the first playoff run in 2009, so January of 2010, Joe and I already agreed, okay, Jets in the playoffs, depending on where they go. No, no matter where they go, we're going to go. It was the second round after they beat the Bengals.
Right.
And at the time, there were two possibilities of where they were going to end up. They could have ended up in Foxborough, which wouldn't have involved a flight, or they could have ended up in San Diego. And I remember not wanting to buy any flight until it was official. So I looked ahead of time, and I saw the flights to California, and they were reasonable. They were cool. Seconds after things were official, I go to buy the ticket, and it doubled in price within seconds. I mean, and that's when I learned that, oh, my God, they're paying attention to this stuff.
Oh, in addition, I'll take it to the next level, Evan. If you went on your computer and looked at a flight and then had your wife look at the same flight on her computer, the prices could be different.
Really?
Because they've seen you search the flight out on a number of occasions. You're trying to work it so that you're paying less if you check 3 days later. If she just checks for the first time, her number might be lower.
So basically the strategy you have to have is never check for flights until you're ready to buy it.
Almost. I know there are people that have perfected the art of this. I have not. I just see the trends, and I've been doing this a long time, and I've been doing the travel for 20-plus years. And now it is insane what's happening, especially if you're a football fan and you're trying to make plans last minute.
Oh, God.
You really have to be smart about it. And, it's a game. They're playing one big game here.
Unbelievable. I expect week 2, MetLife Stadium, Jets Dolphins. I fully expect that you'll be calling that game. All right? That's my expectation.
Yeah, my expectation is that I would be in a city that has a lot of bridges.
What? Why?
Yeah. Because that would be my expectation, if you're asking me where I think I'm going to be.
What city has a lot of bridges? You have me confused right now. What city is that?
The Steel City.
Oh, that city.
Many, many bridges.
Yeah, they do have, and they're very pretty, those bridges, I'll tell you.
There are. You can get lost, though, I will say. You go to Pittsburgh, and you think you're on a bridge that you were on 2 days ago, you're like, wait a second, this is not the same bridge I was on.
No,
I'm now in Moon, Pennsylvania. I'm in Carnegie. I have no idea what happened.
By the way, you know, I was talking about this yesterday, the Jalen Ramsey stuff. If he was on my team, I'd be so furious. But I kind of love it. He sounds like a dude who would call sports talk radio saying, all right, let me break down all these quarterbacks. And a lot of his analysis is wrong and hilariously wrong when he says, yeah, Eli, it's because of Beckham. Hey, pal, Beckham's only been there for a couple of years. What about the Super Bowls before that? But I don't know. I kind of like it. Even though a lot of it's wrong, it's very entertaining, Ian. What do you think?
We met with him last year before the Pittsburgh-Jacksonville playoff game, and he is intense, and he is ultra-confident. And I walked out of there thinking the Jaguars would win the game because of his attitude. I thought to myself, this guy just knows something that we don't know. He was uber cocky, but in a really good way, if he's on your team. So, yes, I know what you're saying. If you're a member of the Jaguars, if you're Tom Coughlin, you're Doug Marrone, you can't have it. It's not helping you. It's not productive. If you're a fan and you like the back and forth, and for the NFL, it's not the worst thing. The NBA has perfected this to some degree. And I don't think it's something that the league has sat down and said, hey, we want to encourage this. But their players are free to talk on social media and interact and go back and forth. And I do think it's helped the fan engagement and fan experience. This reminds me a little bit of the NBA and some of the talk that goes on. And It's harmless. The only difference in the NFL, because it's such a physical sport, you understand that when now it goes to the other level and they're trying to take guys out, things like that, you can't have it. But right now, it's just rhetoric, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's entertaining. It's hilarious. I mean, somebody, I tweeted this yesterday, and I know you're one of those guys that have secret Twitter accounts. Like, you're not on Twitter, but you'll have a secret account. You'll check it.
I have multiple burner accounts. up to seven burner accounts.
Wow, you better watch out. Twitter may shut you down. But somebody put together the Jaguar schedule, and next to each team, his critique of that quarterback, because he critiqued almost every quarterback in the league.
Yeah, that's really funny.
All right, last thing. I'm very upset about something, all right? You know, I don't like the fact that the Nets' opening night game is against the Knicks. I hate it, Ian. There's a ton of Knicks fans in the building. That night is supposed to be about them. I hate the fact they're playing the Knicks on opening night. I hate it.
It does provide a lot of buzz, and you feel it when you walk into the arena. I cannot speak from your perspective, because once I'm down there and I got the headset on, what you're talking about doesn't truly affect me.
That's not true. You hear those people. Knicks fans. What?
I don't. I'm so locked in. Oh. Honestly, I'm telling you this from an honest opinion. Oh. Obviously, when I take the headset off and I get a feel for what's happening around the arena, I look behind me, I look to the top. The hope from the Nets' perspective is that that becomes less and less of an issue. But you and I both know that it has been a bit of a problem in past years, because there are a bunch of Knicks fans that can't get tickets to MSG, and they find their way to Brooklyn, and they wear it as a badge of honor in many ways. The hope from the Nets' perspective is that it becomes less and less of a narrative as the years go by.
I will say this. It's better than Newark. Those last couple of years when they moved to Newark,
that was rough.
It was 98% Knicks fans, 2% Nets fans. It was bad.
It was rough. Honestly, you thought – You just assume you were in one of the boroughs.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like you were in the state of New Jersey at that point.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Well, Ian, when you watch the game tonight, because I assume you will. I mean, you're such a great sports fan. Are you going to critique everything that's said during the broadcast to yourself? Are you going to mumble to yourself? I don't know if I would have said that. I mean,
isn't that funny? Like when you watch a game as a TV guy, if it's like a director, he's critiquing every shot. If it's a producer, he's critiquing every graphic. It's an analyst. If it's a play-by-play guy, no, I'm not going to watch the game that way. These guys are getting their first go-around together. I wish them luck. I'm sure it's going to be an outstanding broadcast. They'll do good work. They've been doing a bunch of games. In fact, I saw they were working the Jet game the other night as a rehearsal game, and I guess they did the same thing the night before for the Giant game. So they've been doing what you need to do to get ready to do this job well, and hopefully it all clicks for them.
Yeah, I was very nice today. I said that, you know, we got to give them a shot, okay? Let's not judge them right away. And the booth is Jason Witten, who just retired, and
correct,
Joe Tessitore. Is that
yes,
the crew?
Yep.
Just
yes,
them. So it's only a two. Oh, and Booger McFarlane is going to be the field level analysis.
Yeah, although I think I read a story today, they're going to put him on some kind of crane so that they can move him around, and he may have a fear of heights as well, so that adds
boy,
a little more to the intrigue.
Oh, wow. Now you got to watch this game.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing a nice little promo for him.
You really did. You're such a kind guy promoting a network.
I'm a kind soul.
I'm right. Well, enjoy the rest of your beach day, Ian. I appreciate you being a better person than I am, and that's taking time on your vacation on the beach to come on someone's radio show.
I feel, though, Evan, that when you text me, you text up to 12 play-by-play announcers, and it's basically whoever gets back to you first.
You nailed me.
To be a guest on your show.
That's exactly what I do, and notice you're the only person that writes me back.
I'm the only play-by-play man appearing on the program
exactly
today.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate it.
All right, bud.
Great Ian Eagle. He's the best. The best, I tell you. And he'll be back broadcasting in a week when the Jets take on the Giants. Tonight is the debut of that Monday night football crew. So you get a little bit of a preview. I'm not sure if that crew's doing the Jet Monday night game, because remember, they open up the season. I think they are, but they open up the season with two Monday night games. The Jets have the early one, and usually the regular crew does the early game. But I love that, because Monday night football, you know, an 8 o'clock start is tough. The Monday night game the Jets play to open up their season on the 10th against the Lions, actually a 7-10 start. Not too bad. Not too shabby.
got a lot of primetime games early for the local teams. Because remember, the Giants play week two on Sunday night against the Cowboys. Week three, the Jets are back in primetime playing the Browns on a Thursday night. The Giants have a Thursday night game against Philadelphia. Then they have a Monday night game against Atlanta. The thing I like about those is it clears out your Sunday more to focus on other games besides just the locals. So that's a positive to it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.